We're on the phone with attorney Matt Campbell, who runs the popular liberal investigative blog Blue Hog Report. One of his high-profile pieces opened the door for a state ethics committee investigation, fine, and the eventual resignation of former Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar for misusing campaign funds. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. I'm speaking to you today because of something new you believe you've uncovered about Circuit Judge Mike Maggio of Conway. You allege he has been posting comments on an LSU fan page under the name Go Tigers. Can you tell us a little bit about what Go Tiger was saying?
Well, it was on my radar because he, whoever was making this post, leaked some confidential case information about an adoption in Faulkner County. But then when I looked into it, I mean, the post sort of ran the gamut from racist to sexist to some homophobic remarks. There was a lot of anti-Arkansas as a state, anti-Arkansas as a football team. It was just about anything you could think of that might offend somebody, it was there.
Can you think of any specific examples off the top of your head?
As far as the anti-Arkansas stuff, at one point he said that the people of Van Buren think that Deliverance is a love story. There were lots of incest and bestiality jokes about Arkansas. On the sexist thing, he kept saying more or less that women need to realize that if they get divorced, their life is going to be worse. Maybe they should just kind of stick with it or be happy, living a lesser lifestyle afterward.
All right. Well, how did you first become aware of the possibility that this was Maggio posting to the website? And what's your evidence for saying that it is him and not somebody else?
Well, a friend of mine is an LSU fan, and he saw the thing about the adoption and sent it to me and said, isn't this, sort of inappropriate? And so when I looked into it, it didn't take long. The poster said that he went to Millsaps College for undergrad, that he had gone to Ole Miss for a couple of years and then for law school and then transferred to a different school. The poster had the same high school as Judge Maggio. And then a little more digging around, somebody was using that same name on a different website talking about Mike Maggio's daughter at, how great of a high school golf player she was. And just the more you look, everything fit. I mean, there's no way somebody would have known about his daughter and also just happened to have his exact same educational background.
All right. And you mentioned he made some comments about a high-profile adoption. Could you go into a little bit more detail about that?
Charlize Theron, according to the poster, adopted a baby in Faulkner County. And then this poster goes on the exact same day, according to him, that it happened, a little after 5 o'clock, saying, hey, has anybody heard this? Charlize Theron, was in Arkansas today adopting a baby. And those are supposed to be completely confidential. You can't even find records of who the adoptive parents were. And, this was still in that same sort of time frame where the birth parents, had they found out who adopted the baby, could have come back and caused a problem. So it was just a huge red flag that anybody would do that. And then once I realized it was Arkansas judge, it became a much bigger deal sort of on my end.
Right. I understand since you first wrote about this just on Monday, some of the comments on the website have already been taken down by the user. Is that right?
Yeah, it looked like the way the software is on the Tiger Dropping site, when somebody goes back and edits a post, all of a sudden there's a line that says you last edited on 3/3 at whatever time it was. And it looked like somebody within 20 minutes of the post going up was in there trying to delete and then realized after doing a couple of them that there was still a trail of when it was edited and then stopped. So whoever it was got rid of one about some time spent at a strip club and another about, women only being interested in the amount of money a guy has. Those two got deleted and then he stopped.
All right. Now that we have these claims against Maggio, what's the next step? I read, in the Arkansas Times, he's under review for judicial conduct. Is that for these comments or is that a separate issue?
As far as I know, that's for everything that was going on that website. Again, the adoption thing is sort of the big deal because it's supposed to be confidential. Then there are rules for judges that wouldn't apply to any other elected official or state employee in terms of, the free speech rights are limited. You can't say anything that might come off as, bias against a group or a gender or anything. So the Judicial Discipline Committee has looked into this, and from what I can tell, they've seen the same things that were on there, and they're going to find out that if it was Judge Maggio for sure, and if so, you know, go through the due process steps, but still hold them accountable for it.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you joining us.
All right, thanks.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.